Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of history, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
All of the points in the stairwell are pointing towards the culmination of events that have occurred in both the past, the present, the future, I think I said that as well, and the sidewise parable of existence. Things are going to get rough. I believe with the complete finity, definitive, infinite, finite, sapphire, possibly even a little bit of myrrh, and even a touch of sage, that all of these things are going to combine and create the characteristics, the feature set that is going to be required for the zombie apocalypse to take place. We, the zombies of this world, both the ones that are in the place right now, secretly converting all of the other people around and around and around and around. We're looking into it, we're digging up the stones, putting up the things, putting up the bones, and putting this, like, yes, we're going to take over this planet. And Laura, I know a lot of people keep saying that, why on God's green earth would you want to take over this planet, zombie, and change it? Well, the answer is very simple. I like a good challenge. I would like to fix this planet, and I have the solution to fix it. It will be the zombie apocalypse. We are going to take over this world, and we're going to fix all of the problems. Every single little problem, all of the stupidness that all of humanity's always had for the last, few thousand centuries, whatever the hell that time period is. I ain't looking at a calendar right now. I closed my eyes right now so that I could continue to conceptualize and visualize exactly what I'm trying to say here. Can you dig it? Can you get this point across in your living brains? Because if you can, trust me, some of us, my zombie friends, my guys, my girls, my peeps, my zombie dead heads is coming to get you. Hi, EW.
Because I'm Groot.
But I am not Groot. I am zombie.
You are zombie. Hear you roar.
I am zombie. Hear me nom.
Nom. Speaking of Marvel.
Huh?
I saw they gave their release date to Captain America on DVD.
And yeah, it's been information has been available for a while.
Cover and all. I saw it. I saw it.
Are you talking Captain America 3 or are you talking Captain America 2?
Winter Soldier.
Okay. Well, yeah. It's in the catalog I had from 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's not fair. You get a catalog. I don't get a catalog.
Of course I get a catalog. It's comic book shit.
You don't share
that. No. Everybody can go onto their website and look this stuff up.
Yeah. September 30th. I'm excited.
Well, I'll definitely pick it up. I'll even pick it up on Blu-ray. Blu-ray.
I like the color blue, but I just can't figure a ray is going to help me any.
Hey, it's better than the red ray.
I like the red rum.
That's what a DVD is, red ray.
Red rum.
Red rum!
I am Groot.
No, I don't think you are Groot.
No?
I think you're EW. And I think I am hoping and waiting for the comic book people and the world of stuff that gets making of stuff. We'll be releasing a Dancing Groot.
I can't wait.
I've been, as soon as I saw the movies, like, they got to make a Dancing Groot. I mean, this is so, those little sunflower dancing things you see in people's cars, yep. So easy to make a Dancing Groot.
Yep, all you have to do is change out the sunflower to a Groot. That's
exactly
it.
And I know Funko has already announced that they're going to be releasing a pop figure of it, but it's not a dancing, but it's the character of the Dancing Groot.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I would totally get that.
I will get it. Not pretty much will get it. I will definitely get it.
I didn't say might. I said I will get that.
Okay, well, fine. Be that way.
I got to have a Groot. Come on.
I have a Groot. Ooh. Groot, the rocking, the bobbleheads came out this week.
Oh, really?
I just saw the Rocket Raccoon. I didn't look at the rest of them yet because it's in the box over there. But yeah, the Rocket Raccoon, Groot, and Star-Lord, and Gamora, I think. Bobbleheads. Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. Very, very, very nice. But I'm going to... What?
I didn't do it.
I don't know. I'm going to answer to that question.
He's got a good question. That's a good question. You don't want us to look it up.
Look what up?
All this stuff. When the release dates are and stuff like that.
Because they don't sell direct.
Well, not only that, but if we come here and listen to your show and you tell us release dates, then we don't have to look it up because, you know, you're the cool zombie and tells us all those cool things.
I heard a commercial recently that I had to be very offended by.
Offended?
Offended.
Huh.
Are you having difficulty figuring out what you want for lunch? Well, let us tell you what to have for lunch. This, by the way, was a Subway commercial, I think, or Mr. Sub, one of those Subway places. They have specials every day, different sub each day. You should buy a sub from us every day. We'll tell you what to get for lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. What would you call a female zombie's fan of Zax?
For zombie?
I'm waiting for the answer. I come with sound effects, you know, yo.
I see that.
Some of them actually make sense. Some of them do not. And I don't care because Jimmy cracked my corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracked my corn and I don't care. I got a bucket.
I don't want to know what Jimmy did to your corn.
I don't eat corn, man. A grookie. Apparently, my fans are grookies.
I see that.
Interesting.
Is that like...
Hey, that's like a Groot cookie.
Yeah, I was going to say. Is that a cross between a Groot and a cookie?
I'd eat that.
Heck yeah.
Hey, man. I'll eat... Oh, I saw a picture of somebody who did design as how to make spider cookies. It's basically, you make the regular cookie, you put your chocolate chips in, and then while it's still hot, you just etch little lines around the chocolate chips. It makes it look like the spiders. It was pretty cool.
Jack's right.
The bark sure mark. It does.
Right.
What's the matter? You never heard of Barks Has Bite?
Well, it does. It does, doesn't it?
I don't know. I never actually got into root beer.
All right. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't know anything about it yet. I haven't seen any. Did it come on?
No, I don't know. I don't think it has. I thought it releases in September, but they just released something new about a new villain.
The who?
That's the thing. They're keeping it hush.
Well, then what the hell are you pumping? I don't want to hear innuendo.
But they did. But they did mention in there also Lucy Lawless.
They mentioned that during San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, and they mentioned God. What was that other girl's name? Another female superhero. And
Mockingbird.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
I was going to ask you about her.
Ooh, they've got pictures of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Lucy Lawless.
Yep.
I now have to check that out. What does she look like? Maybe I'll guess what character she's playing.
Anywho.
Oh, she's not playing a super character. She's playing an agent.
Yeah, she's just an agent. But tell us more about Mockingbird, because there's a lot of people who don't know...
I don't really remember who Mockingbird was.
Oh, I was hoping you would, because... And by the way, Lucy Lawless looks a little chunkier than normal.
Well, she's been resting.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, oh, Mockingbird, if I remember correctly. Oh, yeah, that outfit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she went there, she did that. Really, Mockingbird is one of those characters that's just sort of like a throwaway character. She's never really had a full-fledged book. She's always been sort of a side character in... Wait a sec. Oh, yeah. Clint Barton became Ronan, right? Yeah, okay. So she helped train the Great Lakes Avengers. She's one of those forgettable characters, unfortunately.
So you think they'll probably just kill her off if she doesn't do anything?
No, they might do a good job. I mean, Deathlok, one of my favorite characters, but it was a cool character because the concept, Cyborg, everything else like that, they're still got to develop a little bit until I'm happy about it, but I can see where they're going at with it, so that's fine. But Mockingbird, they could make it a character that flies. I mean, that's kind of one of the whole points of the whole Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series, is that they're going to take lesser-known characters and give them stories. And if the stories fly, they go. What? Why is this saying Scarlett Johansson is attached?
To what? To...
She's reflecting on Avengers. Okay. That was just really random, kind of, hey, make it a really big... headline, and I'll look at it. Okay, here is the official description for the Seeds episode. Coulson and May uncover startling information about Sky's past. While the team is swept into a storm at S.H.I.E.L.D. Academy... Oh my god, they're doing S.H.I.E.L.D. Academy?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Wait, and they were in S.H.I.E.L.D. Academy at
once. Yeah, I know, but I think they're going to be doing more work with it. And well, don't be surprised if at some point there's a tie-in to Age of Ultron.
Oh, yeah.
And don't be surprised if there's a guest appearance of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now, that one would surprise me if one of those appeared.
I would not be appeared. Ooh. Huh.
Huh?
Hmm.
Reading. I can tell.
You know, I'm absorbing information.
Absorb.
Huh. Blizzard might be a questionable special guest star. Supervillain.
Really?
Yeah, that might be the person that they were alluding to when you were thinking about it.
Yeah, they're not... I mean, they showed the guy, and I forgot his name, but... because to me, he was a nobody. I don't recognize him, but... They just were very vague about that, and they're like, yeah, wait until you see what character he plays, and it's just like, huh?
Yeah, well, whatever. So the big news is all about Lucy.
Yeah, and then she's supposedly rebuild S.H.I.E.L.D. and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, she's helping Coulson to rebuild.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that? That looks like an interview. Oh my... Well, look at that. There's got interviews with people from the show. That's so nice.
It is special.
It is special. Moving along. Where are we moving on to? I don't remember. What are you talking about? Yes. What did the monkey say? No, I don't think we can do that. Well, we could try that if you... Yeah, no, I don't think that'll fly either. It's like poop. We don't fly that. Who flung the dung? I don't know, but somebody had a song. I have a song in my heart, even when I fart. I don't think that's really good, because that may have looked like a baby shark.
Bunnado?
Ooh! That almost worked. But, I didn't watch any movies this weekend.
Hey, don't feel bad, neither did I.
I did watch some TV series, though.
Uh-oh, which one are you watching?
I watched The Strain.
Ah, you know...
Episode 5 and 6, I think.
I haven't gotten into that yet.
It's actually quite good. I mean, it's a little slow to grow, but once it's going good, it's going good. I mean, I've read the comic books. I didn't read the book itself. Somebody was telling me, Greg was telling me, that the book is a little on the slow side. Yeah, episodes 5 and 6. I have to now watch 7 and 8 soon, too. Yeah, the show itself really kind of is really slow. But that's the way that Guillermo built the story, is to be really slow. Introducing all these characters, giving them the backstory. It's almost Stephen King-ish, if you like.
Yeah, that's the wrong story. I'm thinking a different one. There's one that supposedly is coming out now that is apparently a Stephen King, and they're... saying it's going to be the best ever, but I thought that was it. I got the names mixed up.
Okay.
I'll give you the name in a second.
Okay. Then I'll talk about the other show I started to watch again.
Which one?
Because I picked up the DVD there a little while ago. I said, I'm going to watch that because...
Which one? Do tell.
Tremors, the series.
Did it actually come out in a series?
Oh, hell yeah, they had a series. It was worse than the movies. The only thing consistent with it was Burt Gummer.
You know, I should be getting into a series that's just hit Netflix. It's From Dusk Till Dawn series.
That's been on Netflix for a while.
No, the movies have
No, the series. The series started about 6 months, 5 months, 4 months ago.
I just saw the announcement on it. So, I don't know. It could have been, you know how Netflix is, you know, broken up in different regions. So, it could have been out in different regions already.
Yeah, you guys get it before we do.
Maybe not this time.
You guys as in America.
Not America.
America. Heck yeah. What show was it called again? Dusk Till Dawn.
I think it was airing somewhere else.
There we go. Ooh. April.
Yeah, see, so it hasn't been out that long.
April. That's 4 months ago.
Are you talking about turtles?
I don't do turtles.
Oh, okay. Making sure, because, you know.
Turtles. Okay, why do you keep pushing us off into the wrong tangents?
Speaking of which, really, are they going to make Daryl gay?
What? No, they're not going to make Daryl gay. Although he could be, you never know.
Yeah, this has been the big headlines going around around Walking Dead on that.
No comment.
Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't commented on either.
Well, of course not.
So, yeah. Oh, and by the way, just so those people who didn't quite get this, yes, there was concept art just recently released that originally the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were going to reflect aliens. And they released the concept art, so Michael Bay was going to totally twist it, and I don't know.
I have a question, EW.
Uh-huh.
What were we talking before the bit when you started talking about TMNT?
I'm looking for the freaking thing right now. It was the TV shows.
How did TMNT start into that conversation?
Because you kept saying April.
April. You know what's funny? April, the pop figure came out this week for TMNT.
Really? Yep. See, I was going back.
It's the only one I ordered. I didn't feel like ordering any of the rest of them because, like, I don't care about the turtles. They're not my turtles. So yep. They can kiss my patootie toot. Toot, tootie toot, toot. But yeah, oh, hey, I got comics. You know that? I got comics. Today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Comic book day. Time to make Jack upset because he's got to go out and buy some more comics now. Okay, let's start off this wrist with Thunderbolts. Issue number 30. Almost soon to be finished because they're going to kill everybody. I don't know why, but it's actually a fun series. A series that I like called Black Science, where they flip around through parallel universes trying to get back home because their machine broke down. But what they were doing is they were exploring the possibility of what happens when you break through the barriers of different worlds. Now, here's one I know that Jack's going to want to pick up. Bob's Burgers. Issue number one.
It's based on the...
TV show.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I have never seen the show, so I am expecting big, big things from this comic book, and if not, I will kill people. Just saying. Army of Darkness, Ash Gets Hitched. Issue number 2. One cover, two cover, three covers. Yay, all mine. Do I like my Army of Darkness? Yes, I do. Why? I get all the covers.
Huh.
Original Sin, Thor and Loki. The Tenth Realm, number 4. Where Thor looks like he's going to get the crap kicked out of him. And Angela is his sister, and Loki is now a girl. Oh, well.
Wait. So they just couldn't screw up Thor enough.
Oh, no. Loki does this. He will change into a female form all the time.
Oh, okay.
No. Loki, that's an acceptable thing, because he does that. It's not him. It's not somebody else becoming Loki. It's Loki changing his shape, outward appearance, to be something else. Totally acceptable that, because they set established protocol for that, where it's like, it's not really him changed. Sometimes it is really him changed. Sometimes it's him just making it look like he changed.
Huh.
And then, we got Harley Quinn, number 10, from DC. The only DC book in this entire pile. Oh, no, there's another DC book right there. This is actually one of the few of the new 52 books I actually enjoy. It's funny as hell. Excellent series now. Saga. Issue number 22. Wow, we're really getting up there now. It's sci-fi stuff. It's way out there. It's like they got a ghost nanny. Mom is pretty much... I think she's dead. I don't know if she is or not. What's with the walrus? I don't know. I have to read that. Guardians of the Galaxy number 18. Because you know what? I like my Guardians of the Galaxy. Whoa. Is that Drax or is that Hulk? No, that's Drax. Why the hell does he look like Hulk? I don't know. I have to read it. Godzilla, ruler of the earth. Because, you know, you can never get enough Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Dream Police, issue number 4, by J. Michael Straczynski. Still one of my favorite authors. And he puts a good spin on comic books, because he doesn't let it sit down and go to sleep, as it were. Oh, wait, there is another DC title there, too. I made an experiment today, because I figured, what the hell? G.I. Zombie. How can you go wrong with that? Huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm hoping there's a recruitment for that.
Oh, don't worry. We have lots of space in our spaces for that.
Okay.
Yes, I will use my odd words, okay? I'm going to use them. You don't like them? I will give you odder ones. I can give you odder ones, because guess what? I am going to go and talk about Injustice, Gods Among Us, year 2 now. I don't know why Green Lantern's on the cover, because I don't really like him. He's okay. Right. Original Sin, Avengers number 34. I get to find out, hopefully, what happened to them all. It's like, wait, what's the end? Ah, to be continued. Damn it.
It's not over.
It's never over. With Marvel, it's never over. Now, this one, you should probably get a giggle out of. Do you know who Gru is?
Sounds very familiar.
Sergio Aragonés. I can never pronounce his last name right. Gru is the wandering barbarian guy. He's basically a bumpkin, gets into all kinds of trouble, but always seems to get out of it, and he's a warrior.
Yeah, I remember him.
Gru versus Conan, number 2.
Oh my god, really?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Inhuman, number 4. It's got a big picture of Thor with the hammer on the front cover. It's like, wait, he can't pick it up right now. What the hell's he doing? Silver Surfer. Ooh, looks like he put the kaboom on the Hulk. Bam. Number 5. I likes me my Silver Surfer.
I was going to say, I always did like Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer had class.
Right?
He was one of those characters like, dude, you want to put somebody in there who's got like the epitome of British, social constraint and such proper bearing? Put in Silver Surfer, because he'll class it up some. Jonathan Mayberry's comic, V-Wars, number 5. Oh, yes, and I do say two covers.
Two covers, really?
Because I have to get both. And Wolverine, number 12, with the highlight header on the top, 1 month to die. That's right, folks, boys and girls, people everywhere. Apparently, they're killing the Wolverine next month. Remains to be seen if he stays dead. Oh, it's Marvel, so I'm sure he won't be staying dead. Not for very long.
Yeah, I didn't think he would, anyways.
I don't think he can. Oh, wait, yes, I do think he can. I think that the problem is that Marvel has issues with losing market share and intelligence factors by, oh, hey, we got to come up with a gimmick to get readers to read. Hey, let's kill Spider-Man. Did it. He came back. Let's kill Wolverine. Okay, when do we come back? I don't like the whole killing of the characters.
No, I think that's the mistake. And then, of course, you're going to keep bringing them back, so people's like, oh, it's not going to last. You know, it just doesn't go the way it's supposed to.
No, they suck when they do that. It sucks.
Yep. Yep, I have to agree with you on that. It's the stupidest mistake they can do when they go into these things. But
I mean,
I don't understand their mentality behind it either. You know, other than it's a gimmick. We're going to get more people to come. Okay, but if you're going to kill somebody off, shouldn't they just remain?
Well, yes. If they kill a character, I'd want it to stay a character dead. But multi-track. They have 5,000 characters. You can kill them. Okay? You can kill one of them and then bring in another one. Dude, it's not that hard.
No, but these are the best ones. Well,
then why'd you kill them?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have to kill them at some point because they've been in play for over 35 years. Then yeah, maybe you should let them die.
Well, I'm like, if they're in play for over 35 years and they're still selling, then don't kill them.
But they're not. That's kind of the part of the problem. Comic book sales have been tailoring down for quite a while, but that's not because of the characters. It's not because of the stories. Sorry, it's partly because of the characters and stories. It's also partly because of the format. Comic books as an individual floppy medium, as the individual issues, is not doing as well as it used to. Per capita, more people tend to gravitate now to graphic novels or trade paperbacks instead of collecting the individual comics. I see this all all the time now.
Are you boring yourself?
No, I'm falling asleep because I'm extremely tired. For the last 4.5 weeks, I've been basically clearing out an entire 10,000 square foot basement, mostly by myself with a little bit of help. It tends to get a little tiring, and today was supposed to be the last day of doing it, but I still have a couple hours left of crap to do down there.
No! Say it ain't so.
Well, I took apart the final shelf.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was also the harder shelf because people put it together wrong.
Yeah, I can see that being a problem. Gotta love when they tinker the wrong way. Yes, I use tinker.
As long as you didn't use his bell as well.
No.
But you know what? I think it is time for a bit of a mezzo-inter.
We can do that.
Roger, roger.
Huh?
Roger, roger.
Who's that?
Roger.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
All inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy of the Daleks at this point.
Well, either you're with us, or you're with the enemy.
We obey no one. We are the superior beings.
Like an armor. because we're going to exterminate them all. See, Daleks, they're an original zombie. They got personality, class, style, and they got boomsticks in their nozzle schnozzigans. You know what I mean? Nozzle schnoggins. And you got to do the expression with the hands and the showing. That's like nozzle schnoggins. Boomsticks in there. They make things go boom.
I just like how you're moving your hand away from your face like that. It just...
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's like you're going to say an expression like nozzle schnoggins. You have to be using the facial figure with the hands.
Yeah, I mean, very animated, folks. If you can't see this. It kind of reminds me of a Muppet.
Muppet! Oh my god! Not Muppets! I swear to god, if I see another freaking Muppet in there, I'm not going to let the monkeys on it, and they're going to be like, all the stuff's going all over the place.
Truthfully, he has a new minion.
I do?
Apparently, Cookie Monster is a murderer.
Yes, he is. He's a good friend of mine, and I like what he did to Power Rangers. Because Power Rangers is dope, yo! Especially when Cookie Monster's on crack and he kicks their butts. And we're talking about a video that I posted on the Facebook. If you got it, opportunity, go to my Facebook page. It's about 30 posts down the line. I don't know how many, but it's in there. And it's about Cookie Monster and the Power Rangers. Guess who I vote for?
I wonder.
I could vote for the cookies.
You vote for Triceratops.
I would vote for a Triceratops. Anything that's got three horns on the top of its head, that's you know, that's a good dude. That's a dude that you know you can party with. And why am I going back to the episode issue scene in Stripes where Bill Murray is talking to the one, you, what you did with that cow? I can't remember the guy's name. I want to party with you, dude. he's like a redneck Gumby kind of guy. He's like, I don't know, it's weird. I just remember that. I have a weird memory. It's what I do, especially when I'm tired. I'm bone tired. Weary, even. You might even use the expression as like, soul sucked searingly, not quite quietly, because I'm obviously very talkative right now. Tired. So tired that I have to talk about an announcement.
Announcement! Before you do, you better mention.
Mention?
I don't know.
Just, what am I mentioning?
I don't know.
Are you mentioning who's on with you?
No, I'm mentioning what...
Are you mentioning what you posted over there?
No. I was mentioning what you got.
What do I got? I got cookies. I got potato chips, cinnamon bun flavored.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, you do have to tell people about that. I'm curious. I am going to go buy them.
I cracked open the bag and was like, holy shit, this smells like cinnamon. Not very strong. It's very mild cinnamon. But Kraken was like, okay, you know that sauce, the white sauce crap on the cinnamon buns? I love that stuff.
Oh, the
love
ice.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a taste of that in the cookie, in the chips. Very mild, but the cinnamon is there, but it's like potato chips. They're like softer than normal, and they've got these other extra flavors. And the good news is they don't have the aftertaste, so they don't stay on the back of the tongue as well. Because there was the one, the turkey and gravy one that I tried a while ago. It's like, dudes, these are gross.
Dude, the name alone just...
No, the concept was awesome. It's like, turkey and gravy potato chips, give me some of... No. Oh man, these suck. I couldn't eat the whole bag.
Okay, my wife bought me these mango salsa flavored ones.
This is what I've heard, is in the States there's a different four set.
Yeah, and the mango salsa, not worth it.
I'm not about to try, because A, I don't like mango, and B, I'm not a big fan of salsa.
Well, okay, see, salsa's good if it tastes like salsa.
I don't like salsa.
This was this sweet other flavor that, I mean, dude, one chip and you're just like, oh, take it back.
Dude, I dug out the one chip of the cinnamon bun. It's like, give me more.
Oh, I love cinnamon, anything cinnamon. So if I pop open that bag and I smell that cinnamon, I'm just,
yeah. It's a very mild cinnamon, unfortunately. Like, it's not a strong cinnamon. It's not like, oh, there's cinnamon. It's like, oh, yeah, there is cinnamon in there.
See, and it just blows me away, a chip that really gives you, yeah, mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. But big announcement. This weekend, starting tomorrow, there is this really big show happening in Toronto. It's called Fan Expo.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not familiar with it, it's like there's 125,000 freaking people going to be at this show. And like guests galore all over the place, all kinds of them. Big guests, little guests, smiling guests, unhappy guests. I'm sure there'll be a couple of unhappy guests. I'm sure. I'm willing to bet on it. I'm going to find them and give them a smile.
I got rumor, and it's not confirmed yet, but there might be a surprise guest.
Oh, I'm going to be there too.
Well, other than you, I mean, I expected you to be there because you're bragging. I mean, you're telling people
surprise
to go there.
Surprise guests. What do you mean surprise guests?
Batista might be there.
Oh, no, he's confirmed.
He is confirmed now. Okay.
Yeah. I think he's confirmed now.
Yeah, because I saw the article that he might be there, but it wasn't confirmed. So.
I'm going to check now to see if he is confirmed on the guest list now.
But I thought that was going to be cool. You get almost it looks like almost the whole cast is going to be there.
No, not the whole cast.
No?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I know Zoe's not going to be there because of her having a
Most of them are not going to be there as far as I know.
I heard different.
Whoa.
This was first reunion since the movie came out, is what I read.
I am searching. Ooh, Ty Templeton's going to be there. I have to meet him. What?
I know. I'm just laughing.
What? I like Ty Templeton. He's a good artist. He makes good comic books.
Yeah.
There's got to be an easier way to find guests on these things.
Speaking of which, you know how you were playing catch-up in TV series, and you know me, I love my murder mysteries.
I done it.
Well, I was watching...
Chandler Riggs is going to be there now. So that's six people. No, that's seven Walking Dead people. Fascinating. Very fast. So, what I wanted to say about that, though, before you finished on your thing with the TV series, is... Booth number 5314 is the Horror Writers Association booth. Come visit us. If you bring me a cookie, I will give you a certificate of probable protection from zombies. Trust me, I have these. They are worth gold, but you can get one for the price of a cookie. Just go there. We're in the Festival of Fear area near where the... Rue Morgue is. It's lots of fun. I'm going to have lots of fun.
All right. You love your comic books.
Yes, I do.
You don't have to watch the whole series or nothing, but if you can ever just catch one episode of Criminal Minds, there's season 3, episode 10, there's one called True Night. And this one is about a famous comic book artist who literally... is somehow connected with some murders that he's drawn out as well, which is really cool. And I'll tell you what, I was looking at the artwork on that they were doing in these comics that they were showing in here. Freaking awesome. And then, of course, the little crossover. This is probably one of the best directed episodes yet as far as like effects and everything. And if you like comic book stuff, this one would totally be it.
Okay.
It's worth it. It's just one episode. I don't tell you to watch the whole thing. Just watch the one episode.
Saying okay. I'm digging what you're saying. I can hear the words that are speaking out of your mouth.
Are you getting... Oh, sorry.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to find this bit about Batista.
Shoot. You know, I closed all that, too. I did have some of it bookmarked for you.
Saturday only. Yes, he is there. He's confirmed.
He is confirmed?
Yeah. Right.
Any of the others?
I don't... Oh, he's charging $50 for autographs. I'm not doing that.
I don't think he's the one. See, that's the part I laugh about.
He charges it. That's him. He gets that.
Really?
Yes. When you go to a convention like that and they're at a table and they say, hey, that'll be $50 for an autograph. Yeah, they get that. That's part of their price for being there. That's not going to the convention.
Huh.
On top of that, depending on who the guest is, the convention actually pays the guest to be there. That's the appearance fee. And then on top of that, there might be other perks like lodgings for the time period, airfare, or whatever. But their different guests have different packages.
Yeah, see, somebody's going to have to get me into a convention one day.
Haha, good luck.
No, I mean, as one of... I don't have to be a celebrity, but I'd like to be, you know, there doing whatever people do, and then, you know, kind of get to see everything, too. But, you know. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, you know, I don't know if you've seen that down below, but for those boxers, the people who love boxing, Saul Canelo will be... Canelo. He is
one of... Is that like a cannoli?
No, he's actually a champion boxer right now. He's going to be here in San Antonio this weekend. Are we in the right week? Yeah, this weekend with People Magazine and Espanol's festival. It's a free festival. So it's going to be really cool. Free. I said free.
Free! I don't know about free. Free is a word that I actually really like, but I don't get to use it as often as I used to because I really, really enjoyed it. But it's not as strong a word anymore. Free is losing its value. Free is no longer, hey, look at this. This is really cool. I got this for free. Free is, what the hell is this crap? They gave it to me for free? Well, there's obviously a reason they gave it to me free. Oh, it's advertising. Throw this crap out.
Free is sending gas clouds to Renee. Exactly.
See, I come with my own sound effects.
Indubitably.
And indeedly. So, and one of the reasons why I'm going to this show is that I have a new book coming out, and I'm going to support it coming out. It's coming out at the end of the month, on September 30th. Everybody should be checking the Facebook pages, because I am going to comment on it and post about it every once in a while like a good zombie should. Wait, did I say good zombie?
You
bad
did.
Zombie. I'm good zombie. I'm bad zombie. I don't care. I'm the guy with the gun, and I'm just going to boom!
Wait, zombies carry guns?
Sure, we got freeze rays now, too.
What?
Oh, yeah! It's part of the new wave of zombies, man. We have freeze rays. They come out of our forehead. You know the little middle eye in the middle of the forehead where it's like it's an invisible eye, but it's not really there. But if you really poke it, it's like, holy geez, look at that eye open up. Only zombies got that eye.
You see him doing the hand gestures again, folks?
I did. You have to imagine it. I'm a very hand-talky person. I talk with my hands. And you know what else I'm going to say right now? Separate and succinct, disparate and distinct. It's poetry, bitch! That's the name of my book. Minus the poetry, it's poetry part. That's my tagline for the book.
I like the last part. If it was actually like that in the last part, I totally would want that. Just
dude. It's on the back of the book that says that.
Really?
Yes, it does. It's on my t-shirt. It's on my advertising stuff for it.
Yeah, I totally would get it just for that.
Well, that's actually... Yeah.
It's poetry, bitch.
It's poetry, bitch! And the t-shirt, which I've done up a couple of them now, and I've already sold a couple of them, is with the I replaces the exclamation mark.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm going to be wearing my t-shirt on one of the days at the four of them there and hoping to offend many, many people.
Have you gotten a cover for the book yet?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. I've even created a Facebook page. Everybody should have gotten an invite by now. Well, maybe not everybody. I'm slowly getting through. How the heck? There was an easier way to do that before. And now it's harder now on Facebook to like everybody into your Facebook page. It pisses me off. Facebook
keeps changing that. I haven't gotten that invite.
Everybody will get a like request to it. And I've shared the picture once or twice on my, I think, on my... Yeah, I shared it last night.
Did you? Well,
yes.
I was on the air last night.
So the very talented Dan Galley is the artist who brought my vision to life for my book. It's a hand zombified crawling across the page, and then in big letters, the words.
The words.
It's a very pretty cover. I'm very happy with the work he did on it. This is like a very beautiful cover for me.
The words, cinnamon bun.
No. Separate and succinct, disparate and distinct. Has anybody noticed a trend in the name of my book titles?
SCDD?
No, this abbreviates as SASDAD. SASDAD. In the first book, chaptered and versed, poetic and cursed. Calf pack.
Interesting.
It's poetry, bitch! I'm very amused by the whole fact that the expression bitch has become such a desensitized word nowadays. Like, everybody uses it all the time. And it's everywhere. But at one time, if I said that around my parents, I'd have gotten smacked for it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And nowadays, if some kid says that to their parents, it's like, piss. No, it's nothing. I'm not, oh, that's so giggly fun. He's just joshing around. Like, what?
After that word, they switch back over to joshing.
I switch over to joshing.
Oh.
Dude, you know me. I use a very eclectic collection of words. How you doing today, Bill? I'm doing just dandy. What that word mean? It means fine. Thank you very much. Let's move along with this conversation. I have had actually to say that once before. That's how facile I was in saying with this response. Yes, I do use words every once in a while. What does that mean? Really? I have to explain this to you? Holy jeez.
I have yet to... Oh, and I already did... apparently already liked the page.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. I did.
Good. Because I like it. I like it a lot. I'm very impressed with the people at Bellfire Press who have put this book out for me.
Ah.
Yes.
It is a nice cover. I did see the cover, too. That is a really nice cover.
Well, thank you. I will let Dan know that everybody loves the cover. I have yet to see somebody else says anything bad about it. And if I do, I kill them and eat their brains and take their cookies.
Right.
But I'm serious about the cookie thing at the Fan Expo this weekend. Bring me a cookie. I will give you a certificate of probable protection from zombies during the next apocalypse.
When is the next apocalypse?
I can't tell you. If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna
and die. I wouldn't be eating you. I would just be killing you.
I'd be dying anyways, right?
Everybody is.
See? So I guess you could tell me anyways.
I'd have to accelerate the timetable of your death.
You know what? The way things are going now, I'll accept it.
Okay. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Oh, somebody's at the door. I gotta go.
Uh-huh. That's one of my dudes, bro. It's one of my dudes.
I'll let the wife get it.
Oh, they're not particular. They'll go after everyone. They're usually house cleaners. Ding dong, house cleaning. Yes, I didn't order house cleaning. That's okay. House cleaning came to you anyways.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping. House cleaning. We're not going to keep your house. We're just going to clean it of people and living things.
Yeah, how do they... See, that's just like drives me nuts about other things. Why is it we park on the driveway and drive on the parkway?
We don't have parkways in Canada.
Uh-huh.
We have highways in which people park because they're still freaking fixing the freaking thing.
I think it's everywhere.
Not as bad as what they did here.
Really?
Although what they did in Chicago there for the last, 5 years or something like that was probably just as bad there.
Wow.
It's like we're talking the main artery for the entire freaking city. It's, okay, it's a 6-lane highway, 3 going one way, 3 going the other way. It's down to two lanes each way. So it's like a whole lane gone. And you're talking like about 500,000 people go on that freaking highway during one day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people going along that thing. That's the entire stretch of the city.
That's like going in and taking out the 405 in Los Angeles.
Yep.
It's already a parking lot during rush hour. You really want to make it worse?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's exactly what it is here. And it's like all these people keep trying, oh, I'm going to flip over to that lane. Oh, I'm going to flip over to that lane. It's like, dude, you're going to get any faster that way?
Yeah, that always drives me nuts when people do that.
It's simple. Get into one lane, stay there, roll forward. It's not rocket science. You want to get into the fastest lane?
get into the left, the fast lane, and just stay there. If you try and butt in front of me, I will block you. Why? Because I don't like that tactic of yours. If you hit my truck, I don't give a flying fire truck. Why? My truck's old. I'll sue you because you will be in the wrong.
You know, a new truck.
Oh. No, probably not. Did you know that right of way is not taken, it's given?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just because somebody puts their blinker, their turn signal on, doesn't mean they have right of way. They have right of way when the other driver acknowledges, saying, hey, look, you would like to come in? I'm more than happy to let you in. Why don't I slow down a bit and let you in? That's when you have right of way.
Ah.
Okay? Right of way is not, excuse me, I want to go. No. You don't have right of way yet. And if you think it's funny that the guy starts yelling at you behind you, guess what? Then you're a goof.
You know who gets right of way in Texas?
The biggest truck?
Bingo.
Did you know? Well, and this is technically the law here as well. Trucks have right of way. Why? They can't slow down as fast. They can't speed up as fast. But once they're going the speed limit, guess what? They stay at that speed limit if they can.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I think a lot of drivers don't understand. If you are doing 60 in an 80 zone on the highway, and a truck is coming up behind you, guess what? You have to get out of its way.
Oh, no, not in our case.
No, that's right of way, okay? That truck has the right of way over you. Because if he has to go and change lanes, he's creating an increased probability of accident. I'm just saying. Just saying. And I don't know how far wide ranging this happens, but when I get out of the core of Ontario and start driving west towards BC and stuff, I find it very amusing as all hell. Driving up, coming up behind somebody who's got a camper or whatever, Winnebago, that type thing, They pull over to the shoulder and let you pass.
Oh yeah, well,
dude, I love that shit.
It's like farm vehicles here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you get those same drivers driving that kind of vehicle in the city, they don't get out of the way.
No, they sure don't.
And I don't mean you have to be like driving. I'm doing a buck 40 in a 10 zone. It's like, no, you're doing the speed limit. 80K, that's the speed limit? Yeah, okay, he's going slow. So what does he do? He pulls over, lets you by. Dude, that's called consideration. What's my elation?
What's the speed they were going?
80K.
Jesus, I wish I can go that fast.
You can.
No.
Yeah, you can. It's called 55 miles.
No. There's a difference between 55 and 80K.
Nah, ain't.
Yeah.
Nah.
Uh-huh.
Nah. Okay, maybe 1K. Whatever. I give you the W. Whatever.
You did give me the W. He's even with his hands, folks.
Exactly. But he can't see this because it's my camera is blocked, so nobody can see it. But all of my listening population there, just as an FYI, EW has another show on after me.
I do.
And he's got the funky We're Piggin'.
I do.
And they're going to have like a party.
We're
and you should stay.
In some mud.
I don't want to know, but he flings the moon pies, not the mud.
Yeah, we're going to fling mud pies.
Mugu Gai Pan?
You can have it.
I don't want it. I can't actually eat most of that stuff. There's like chemicals and stuff in it that makes me not do good.
The MSG, if you get the wrong.
It's not the MSG, actually.
No? Really?
No. I've experimented with it before. It's not the MSG.
Oh.
It's some particular cooking spice or whatever that I just have an extreme allergic reaction to. It's like, I don't care what it was. I don't care how much it was in it. In 4 hours after consuming it, I will have something like that happen.
How are you with garlic?
Garlic, I love garlic.
Yeah, because most Chinese food is like bombarded with garlic, so I figured it might have
been. No, it's not the garlic.
Sure.
I've yet to be able to figure it out.
Yep.
So I just tend to avoid Chinese food for the most part altogether, except for plain rice.
I love me Chinese food.
Well, then you can keep it all to yourself, and you can go toot toot whenever you want to ploot ploot.
Oh, yes. And send green clouds to Renee.
Send green clouds to Renee. I'm sure she likes that and appreciates the thought, the effort, and the care and consideration all put into that express delivery of green cloud.
And you're right. They are express delivery.
I know. They're direct to the schnozzelozzle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what you doing? I'm schnozzelozzling. Okay, I'll leave you alone. Sure.
Sure.
To answer that question stated there, so bluntly as it were, garlic is good.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to, like, the show's like, it's an hour, man. It's, entire hour's gone by, and I, like, it's fun.
Yep.
And I just wanted to throw out to everybody, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it tremendously. Share on the Facebook land and in the Twitter universe, share my new book. Not the book itself, but the links to the pages.
Yes, tell them to get their own copy.
Get their own copy of my book. Hi, Tom. Tom's in the chat room now. He just showed in. He dialed in. He's getting ready for the Weird Piggin show with you. So, buy my book when it comes out, September 30th. Check it out. If you're in Toronto, come down to the Fan Expo. Play with us. We'll play with you, and I'm sure I will do that too. No, I won't be doing any of that, though. The monkeys are free roaming and ready to fire. I believe I've gotten the freeze rays and the laser beams aligned properly for them, so their targeting mechanisms are working very effectively right now. Please take your places and get ready. But come on to the Facebook and the Twitter after Rot. Do it. Do it now. Do it frequently. Do it as many times as you can without getting caught or hurt in any potential disaster. AW, thanks for coming on the show once again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I think it's time to roll that end credit-y type thingy.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.